Chapter 3. It was a great day at the mall. The Xandarian sun was shining, the air was warm, and people were out having a good time. There were families playing, shoppers scoring deals, friends dining outside at the mall's many fine restaurants, and Rocket had nothing but scorn for all of it. "Xandarians," he grumbled. He surveyed the crowds through a scope, doing a face scan and comparing everyone he saw to a database of outstanding bounties. Only certain people knew about that database, and Rocket was one of them. He liked bounty hunting. It had lots of variety, there was lots of shooting, and the money was tip-top. He hid in the bushes at the edge of a balcony overlooking the swanky mall plaza below. You could find people with bounties on their heads anywhere, but the high-value marks had a tendency to try to blend in with fancy surroundings. If you wanted to load up on 500-unit lowlifes, there were places for that. But those guys weren't worth Rocket's time. He and Groot were after the big score. He stood up on tiptoes to get a better look at the areas right below him. Rocket was barely 3 feet tall and looked like a cute and cuddly mammal, like you might find begging for treats in a Xandarian family's kitchen. Except as far as he knew, there was nothing like him anywhere in the galaxy. And he was not cuddly. No, sir. Rocket liked flying ships real fast and shooting guns real loud and breaking any law he ran across. What a bunch of losers. All of them. In a big hurry to get from stupid to nothing at all. Pathetic, said Rocket, his upper lip curling in disgust. His scope landed on an average-looking human strolling by himself.
Look at this guy. You believe they call us criminals when he's assaulting us with that haircut?
Groot didn't answer. But then, Groot didn't talk much. He was an 8-foot-tall walking tree, more or less. So talking wasn't his strong suit. What Groot was good at was fighting and growing pieces of himself back when they got blown off. Plus, he was as strong as any living being Rocket had ever known, which came in handy given Rocket's own compact stature. Next, Rocket scoped a tiny human stumbling along the sidewalk holding the hands of an adult.
What is this thing?